Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This was such a crisis in the Catholic Church that, in a way, we don't want to get over it too easily. This needs to haunt us.
That was New York's Archbishop Timothy Dolan in a recent 60 Minutes interview, and if keeping alive the conversation about the sex abuse scandal is one of his goals, he's succeeding. In a recent blog post, Archbishop Dolan wrote that, quote, the rate of sexual abuse among public school teachers is 10 times higher than that of priests, unquote. That elicited heated comments, as you could imagine. So we'll talk about that. But we also want to take the opportunity to step back and take a look at Dolan's record as New York's Archbishop and as president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, now that it's been a while in those positions. In a moment when the Catholic Church is struggling financially and struggling to retain the faithful, we want to do some analysis of the person that some call the American Pope. Joining us for this is David Gibson, a journalist who covers religion for Politics Daily. Hi, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So first of all, the comment that Archbishop Dolan made through his blog about public school teachers having a higher rate of sexual abuse, the Archdiocese provided reports to back up those statements. The Department of Education in New York City is not commenting. We're not going to settle whether those claims are true or by what statistical measures they may or may not be true. But what do you make of Dolan inserting this issue?
I'm not sure it was a very politic thing for him to do, and he's a very savvy politician in many ways. I mean, he was kind of confusing or trying to make a point, which is true, is that sexual abuse of children among teachers and many other professions continues to be a serious problem, and that there are ongoing cases in the public schools that there are not anymore, for the most part, in the Catholic Church, in the Catholic priesthood. But the rate, in other words, the percentage of those who are accused or who have these problems in the Catholic Church and in the public among public school teachers is pretty much the same as far as we know. It just doesn't do at this point in time, especially with this renaissance of this crisis coming back up again, it doesn't really do a lot of good to say, oh, these guys are worse. You know, that's not really, I think, the attitude that people are looking for. And Archbishop Dolan, I think, to his credit, in that 60 Minutes interview, really took a different tack and said that the scandal, we need to continue to be haunted by this scandal. It's a very powerful phrase, and unfortunately, they're probably being more haunted by it than they would like.
And I would like to play another clip from that 60 Minutes interview, but I also want to open the phones just for Catholics for this segment. What do you make of Archbishop Dolan's leadership? Is he leading the New York Archdiocese and the American Catholic Church generally as the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in a direction you want your church to go? Catholics, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So here's that 60 Minutes clip. He's a big, jolly guy. He's a glad-hander and charming, but he's also considered to be a very conservative bishop. And here's another thing that he said on 60 Minutes.
I don't want to see changes in the church when it comes to celibacy or our women priests or our clear teaching about the sanctity of human life and the unity of marriage between one man and one woman forever. I'd love to see changes in the church in the very area that you're hinting at over and over again, in the perception of the church as some shrill scold. We need to change that.
Cue the organ. Somebody cue the organ right at the right moment there. The image of the Catholic Church as some shrill scold. We need to change that. But he's not doing much to change that by holding on to those socially conservative positions, or don't Catholics care?
Well, I mean, I think Catholics do care. You have to discern, I think, which positions you're talking about at this point. There's really there are really two main issues, I think, that are driving Dolan and the Catholic bishops. Abortion, always been out there, and gay marriage. But you have a Catholic church that's going two different ways on those issues, and a public, the wider public. Catholics are even more likely than the general public to support gay marriage of one form or another. Whereas the bishops are increasingly making gay marriage, opposition to gay marriage, a marker of what it means to be a Catholic, of Catholic identity. On the other hand, the Catholics and Americans in general are continuing to be fairly pro-life, or at least very reserved about the incidence of abortion out there, especially in New York City, where the rate is very high.
There is another side to the church politically that I don't want to get lost here, and that is the Bishops' Conference will likely take a position on presidential politics in the 2012 campaign, and they took a stand on the current budget negotiations that we were just talking about in great depth in our last two segments, including in class terms. And the bishop said that the cuts disproportionately hurt the poor and the vulnerable. So is there a larger picture of church politics that we need to see here? And do they have any pull on a national level? Or has that just diminished significantly over the years in terms of these kinds of social issues, the budgetary social issues?
Well, I think you're exactly right. There has to be a bigger picture. You can't pigeonhole the bishops or even Archbishop Dolan at all in terms of traditional kind of liberal conservative divides. On their position on the tax cuts or on the budgetary process, the Medicaid cuts, that kind of thing, they make Obama sound like a Tea Party Republican. They're so liberal on those things. Immigration as well is another major cause for the bishops and for Dolan. But the question, as you say, is do they have the kind of pull at the national level that they need to really have an influence or that can make a difference? And I don't think they do for a lot of reasons, one of which is that they've been such diehard, I think, opponents of Obama on so many issues, health care reform last year being a signal one, abortion, obviously, gay rights. They've put those kind of front and center, so they've burned a lot of bridges, I think, with Democrats in recent years. But they also don't have they don't have the troops. They don't have the boots on the ground, so to speak, politically, that they once did. Catholics are as likely to vote Republican as they are Democrat these days. So they don't have that political force.
We're assessing the leadership of Timothy Dolan as the New York Archbishop and President of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops with David Gibson from Politics Daily. And Frank in Wyckoff, you're on WNYC. Hello, Frank.
Oh, hi. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Essentially, the point I wanted to make was that on a day-to-day basis, as a practicing Catholic, obviously, I go to church every Sunday, contribute, et cetera, things that I feel are my responsibility as a Catholic. But I think from a day-to-day basis, the average Catholic does not think about the bishop nor the conference of bishop, and to an extent, to be honest with you, the Pope on a daily basis. It's you practice your faith, you listen to the scripture, you try to put yourself in a situation where you think about the social justice issues of the day. You try to do, anti-abortion on a regular basis. I think my position has evolved tremendously as the sanctity of life becomes more and more central to my thoughts. And politically, the poor and the people who suffer most with the society as it shifts away from considering the poor to the accumulation of wealth as a central issue in most people's lives, at least as it's reported in the media. Mm-hmm. But I essentially think that that's where Catholics are. When the bishops strike a resonant chord along with these issues, then I think they're listened to. When they don't, they become more abstract and less thought of.
Frank, thank you. And what do you think of Dolan's leadership in general?
I don't.
You don't? That's your point. Right. Okay.
That's the point, is that the average Catholic does not think of certainly Dolan outside of New York City, possibly. And like I said, even my Bishop Myers in Newark, to me, is he might as well be in Rome as Newark, because he does not affect my life as a Catholic.
Frank, thank you so much. So how much? And that was a really interesting call, David, for a number of reasons. One, what he just said about the leadership being irrelevant, to the rank and file Catholics' lives. On the other hand, he articulated a number of political, if you will, and spiritual positions that seemed in line to some degree with the kinds of things that Dolan says.
Exactly, and I think that was a really astute observation, and is an observation I think that that summed up the kind of double-edged sword for the bishops, in the sense that it's a lot of faithful, thoughtful Catholics don't, you know, consider the bishops that much, perhaps not in the way that they used to. As I say, it's not a, you know, a flock that will kind of pay, pray, and obey as they may have once done. The problem for the bishops is, you know, that's a salvation in this, for the church in many respects, in this era of scandals and unpopular positions and actions by many of the bishops. A lot of Catholics say, look, I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to, you know, think about and pray about the teachings of the church on my own. But unfortunately, you've got two things. You've got a lot of people, younger people, especially Catholics, who are going to go their own way by not even going to church, by not taking the faith that seriously, or by going to another church that they find much more interesting and engaging, some mega church or something like that. So that dynamic, you know, that the caller was talking about doesn't really hold among younger Catholics for the most part. So you've got this kind of frittering away of the Catholic unity, I think, in the younger demographic. Also, you don't have as many churches and as many priests and as many masses for Catholics to go to. That's a real problem, and again, gets to the heart of Archbishop Dolan's base and the entire influence and profile of the Catholic Church.
You're
closing parishes. You don't have the priests.
Well, at the same time, the census numbers just came out showing the huge increase in the numbers of Latinos in the New York area and nationwide, overwhelmingly Catholic populations. And I wonder how the church, and Dolan in particular, are doing with respect to American Latinos. Maybe they are practicing Catholicism, and Dolan or the leadership is even more irrelevant to their lives, and yet you would think with the increasing Catholic Latino population that the number of churches would be growing.
It would, yeah, you would think that, but that's not the case for a lot of reasons. This immigration, especially this Latino immigration, is really boosting the church's numbers at a time when it needs it, at a time when the kind of traditional old Irish and Italian Catholics are not going to church as much anymore. But the church needs to do much more to welcome and to embrace these Latino Catholics. There aren't enough priests. The Irish, waves of Irish immigrants who came in a century or more ago, 150 years ago, they brought their own priests with them. These Latino Catholics don't have those priests. They had those earlier immigrants had a free Catholic education, essentially. They don't have that anymore. The money isn't there. The nuns who taught for free aren't there anymore. So there's no place to there's no Catholic culture as there used to be to raise these people up into the next
David
generation.
Gibson, journalist who covers religion for Politics Daily. Really interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Another hour to come.